This Monday morning, it is overcast and 55 degrees in Port Huron. Fort Gratiot Township's supervisor has gone in search of summer. I think she may have found it, and I hope that she's going to bring it back to Fort Gratiot, maybe even share it with the rest of the region. Georgia Baldwin online with us right now. Georgia, good morning.
Good morning. I think I brought the clouds to Miami, though. There's a thunderstorm, but it's almost 90, so it makes it more tolerable.
Well, yeah, you finally found some warm weather. Good for you. And thank you for taking a few minutes out of your vacation to join us. We learned on Friday that there are three finalists now to replace Carl Tomian on the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners. He tendered his resignation because he's moving outside the county. That was last month. And so the three finalists are Bob Moserak, who ran for Port Huron City Council last year, Ken Cummings, the CEO of Tri-Hospital EMS, and Georgia Baldwin, the Fort Gratiot Township Supervisor. What made you throw your hat into the ring?
So it was actually a really tough call to make. I knew at some point that Carl maybe, you know, not running again. And so some of those things are always on your mind, right? If you're doing a job and you're passionate about your community and where do you have the most impact? And so these are things that have, you know, I've thought about, and you and I have talked about maybe making a bid for a state seat at some point. But when the opportunity came up just recently and after, you know, kind of speaking to other people throughout the community, I felt like it was an opportunity that I had to at least try out. I had to see where this road would lead, and that if I didn't throw my name in the hat or throw my name in the ring, then, you know, would I regret that? Is the county somewhere that I can, you know, make a larger impact on our community at large? I've always kind of pushed that it's not just one municipality, it's the region. And so is this kind of a natural progression then to continue to bring, you know, opportunity to our area, but on this level as opposed to the most local level in a township? Because really, you know, in District 2, it's actually two townships that I would get to represent and the north end of Port Huron. And so there's something that I feel like I have a lot of skills in my wheelhouse that I could bring to the table and you know, just continue to make our area as wonderful as I know it can be. And it already is.
You have been associated with Fort Gratiot Township for how many years now, Georgia?
Well, I first started in Fort Gratiot 24 years ago, and a couple of times I went out and I sowed some oats and I lived out of state for a while, but, you know, all in all, it was 24 years in May was the first time I walked through the doors at Fort Gratiot.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah. It's really bittersweet, Paul. It wasn't easy to make the decision. In fact, I was the last one, I think, to submit my letter, and I sat in Jay DeBoyer's office and held it in my hands for 15 minutes before I decided to even put it on the table to be timestamped. It wasn't a decision that was made lightly.
If you are selected, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
If you're selected to sit on the County Board of Commissioners, you would then be leaving Fort Gratiot Township. What would happen then? What would the next steps be?
So the offices are incompatible, so I can't hold both of them at the same time. I would ask that the board allow me to, that the township board allow me to stay on administratively, just to be able to give some of the things that are happening right now or some of the duties that I do so I can pass those on to people. So, you know, hopefully I can make that transition kind of smooth. But the township board would then have 45 days, I believe, to appoint someone to fill the supervisor vacancy until the next election in 2020.
Okay.
Very similar to, you know, we did just go through this process when we lost Judy Reynolds.
Right.
So for very different circumstances, but the process is the same. So kind of like what the County Board of Commissioners is doing now, Fort Gratiot would go through the identical process.
Well, they have whittled it down to three. You're one of the three finalists, Bob Moserak and Ken Cummings, also in the mix. Three pretty strong contenders here, I think.
Well, I don't envy the board. It's you can't. There's not a wrong choice. There's a best choice, I suppose, at the end of the day, and that's what the Board of Commissioners is going to have to come up with. But there's not a wrong choice. I'm pretty honored to be considered to go this far with Ken and with Bob.
In the meantime, no shortage of things going on in Fort Gratiot Township. Cruise weekend is coming up in, just a couple of weeks, right?
Yes, next week.
Wow.
Super excited about that. I know. That crept up, didn't it?
It sure did.
So the and it doesn't feel like it. It's not warm enough. So hopefully the rain will stay away. Cold is probably okay for some of those older cars, you know, a little,
true,
not cold, but cooler weather.
Yeah.
But yeah, we don't want any rain. So we're really excited this year that Birchwood Mall is working with us to put the carnival in the mall parking lot. So, you know, we've talked about it before. Moran was so gracious, shutting down their business practically for the entire week and allowing us to use that. The problem was not, we didn't have on-site parking, and so made it kind of difficult. Blue Water Area Transit did a great job, too, of shuttling people from the mall parking lot over the carnival. So this year, from a public safety standpoint, I think having it in the mall parking lot allows us to have people park on-site and allows for some bigger rides and more rides.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a little bit bigger than last year. So we're really excited about that. That kicks off Thursday, the 27th, and that runs through Sunday, the 30th. So we'll be creating an event on our Facebook page to have the all of the hours, because they vary a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think Saturday night, maybe they stay, last year it ran a little later because they have our fireworks show. So that, yeah, the carnival is Thursday through Sunday, and then cruise night, Friday night, the 28th. The posted hours on the Blue Water Cruise Weekend website are 6 to 10. You see it a little bit before and after that.
But for sure.
You know, if you wanted to come down and watch some cars, I'd plan on being in your spot probably between 4 and 6.
Yeah.
It fills up pretty quick, and then you start to see everybody kind of roll in. And Saturday morning then, of course, is the car show, the Keith Peterson Memorial Car Show, and that's still in the mall parking lot.
Okay.
Where the carnival is where the car show has been. So the car show is just to the east.
Okay.
And so they'll be right next to each other. So that'll be a fun draw.
Absolutely.
And then Saturday night, our fireworks show, again at dusk. And the best places we've heard for viewing are Walmart, Meijer parking lots, Moran, and then by Cheap Charlie's. You know, those are good spots to watch it. If you're lucky enough to be on top of the Ferris wheel about when they kick off and the carnival, it'd be an awesome place to watch it too.
It would be.
So, but Meijer and Walmart in those parking lots, it's really kind of become a thing. Last year was the first year I made it that way. I've always been farther south,
mm-hmm.
and it's its own. They're their own parties in those parking lots.
Cool.
So it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that does come up quickly. Just you know, next week we're talking not this coming weekend, but the following weekend, and hopefully you'll bring some of that heat north with you, and it'll warm up and feel a little more like summer.
Absolutely. Otherwise, I think Florida's going to kick me out of the state for bringing the clouds. So it could really go either way.
Absolutely, Georgia. We'll let you get back to your vacation. We appreciate you giving us a few minutes. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Paul. Take care.
You too. Bye now.